Karam. In the scriptures, there are two words used. One is antar, another one is bahir. Antar means internalizing, and bahir means external consciousness. Manorathena asati davato bahir. This means one allows one's mind to waver or get distracted or wandered away. By allowing it to get completely absorbed and cluttered in the objects of this material world. Manorathena asati davato bahi. So, this kind of absorption in the material elements arises due to attachment of the mind to the worldly objects. That kind of attachment hooks one's mind and externalizes one's consciousness, because of which one cannot pay attention to the holy name. There is also another verse which says, Nate vidu swartha katim hi vishnum durashayaye bahir arthamanina. Bahir arthamanina. बाहरी चीज़ों को बहुत अर्थ मानते हैं द टू कंसिडर द एक्सटर्नल थिंग्स टू बी ऑफ यू नो ग्रेट पर्पस और वैल्यू एक्चुअली दिस वर्स सेज दैट द एक्सटर्नल ऑब्जेक्ट्स ऑफ दिस वर्ल्ड आर ऑफ नो पर्पस दे आर एज गुड एज सम ब्रोकन ब्रोकन पीसेस ऑफ ग्लास समटाइम्स दे आर कंपेयर टू यूजलेस स्टोन्स और पेबल्स So gold is sometimes compared to stones and pebbles. Similarly, all the beauties of this world are also perishable beauties. So bahirarthamaninaha means those people who out of illusion or foolishness accept the objects of the material world, the external objects, to be very purposeful and chase after them. They are bahirarthamaninaha. That is also foolishness. So the same thing, manorathena asati davato bahi, it means the same thing. So, as long as one's mind is chasing after the external objects of the world and allured by them, illusioned by them, absorbed in them, and chasing after them, one may be very clever to acquire material sense gratification, but one will be a big failure in spiritual life because of them. So, then what is the solution? One has to internalize one's consciousness. The opposite of bahir is antar, internalizing one's consciousness. So, how is internalizing of consciousness done? That is done by understanding the heart of great devotees. There's a very beautiful verse in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam when Krishna was leaving Vrindavan in the chariot of Akrura. And there is a verse by Shukadeva Goswami, he glorifies the gopis of Vrindavan. What was their mood? Evam bruvanam virahatura brusham vrajastriya krishna vishakta manasa visujjalajjam durudusma suswaran govinda damodara madhaveti govinda damodara madhaveti. In this way, it is said, the gopis of Vrindavan Evam bruvanam virahatura bhusham. Virahatura means their heart, due to intense separation from Lord Krishna, was palpitating fastly. And when they came to know Lord Krishna is going to leave Vrindavan, the whole night they didn't sleep. They were just chanting, Govinda damodara madhaveti. Hey Govinda, hey Madhava, hey Madhusudana. In this way they were chanting different holy names of Krishna, calling out Krishna's names, and they just couldn't sleep only. Next day early morning, the rath was set up and Krishna Balaram were taken by Akrura. So at that time, when the chariot was running off, it is said all the gopis, they were catching the wheel of the chariot, they were catching the horses, they were lying down on the ground, they were not letting the chariot go. So in this way, when we understand the heart of the gopis of Vrindavan, then we can understand what is the mood in which they were executing devotion service to Krishna. Often people go by the external when they hear about the gopis relationship with Krishna, they see the gopis are young cowherd girls and Krishna is a boy. Maybe they must have had some nice dance, enjoyed. People think like that. That is the external vision. When you see with the internal vision, you see that the whole night they didn't sleep. They were chanting Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. It is said sometimes people on Ekadashi days in some religious groups, whole night they keep awake. Whole day they sing Akhandanam. Akhandanam means without any break. So morning 6 to evening 6 they chant Akhandanam. There are some religious groups which do Akhandanam whole day and whole night also. They start on the Ekadashi day morning and they finish next day early morning, 6 o'clock. They have Akhandanam like that. So you just chant once and see, like that you can understand how difficult it is. And that's what gopis are doing. Gopis are doing Akhandanam. They were just singing Krishna's names, Govinda, Damodara, Madhava, Madhusudana, calling different names of Krishna and absorbed in Krishna. So people cannot have that type of engagement in calling out Lord's holy names, but they see the relationship of gopis and Krishna externally. This goes to show how superficial their understanding of gopis and Krishna is. So when we study the scriptures, we have to understand the heart of the devotees of the Lord. Like we see in this particular verse, not only in this verse, if you read the section of how the Vajrabasis loved Krishna, you will get tired of loving Krishna. You cannot love Krishna like that. Why we will get tired? Because our mind is craving for sense gratification. Because of that we can, sometimes chanting, dancing and singing Krishna's name sometimes is enjoyed by the mind, but only for a temporary period of time. Why? Because mind wants some alternative while chasing after the objects of the material world. When the mind is frustrated with material objects, it's looking for an alternative. So it may consider Krishna's holy name also as one another object, just like any other object of this world. And just as we become bored with any material object of this material world, similarly considering holy name to be material, we become bored with the holy name also. And again switch back to some material object of the world. See, this is the plight. Again we go back to Bahir. So if one really wants to acquire this kind of taste that the devotees of Vrindavan are exhibiting, then one has to go from Bahir to Antar. Then one has to understand the spiritual nature of the holy name. The spiritual objects, they have a particular nature of ever-expanding bliss. Focus on Krishna can never make one tired, because Krishna is the best object and there is no better object than him for contemplation. And Krishna is the best object because he is ever-expanding. Krishna's beauty is ever-expanding. Krishna's opulence are ever-expanding. Even Krishna himself cannot manage to understand his own opulence is expanding. So, the same way, the holy name also contains practically everything. The form and qualities and pastimes and activities of Krishna, everything is inside the holy name. So anyone who approaches the holy name with utmost sincerity and absorption, the holy name has to reveal all those different aspects of Krishna one by one. So their attachment to the holy name will keep on increasing more and more. One is supposed to become more and more spiritually mad after the holy name. Not that who gets tired, because when one does not develop sufficient faith in the glories of the holy name, or one is seeing with a bahir, while allowing the mind to become carried away by the external objects of the world, or seeing the holy name to be material, then one cannot tap the great potential that is available for everyone in the holy name. So that is why you will find these two words in scripture, Antar and Bahir, very commonly. Scriptures say, as long as you are going to be externalized, externalizing your consciousness, which means it is a wrong notion to think that somebody is wearing tilak, kantimala, dhoti, kurta, then he has internalized consciousness. No. It is simply superficial. Whether we are internalized or externalized will be seen by knowing where our heart is. Where we have given our heart? Have we given our heart? Have we sold it to Maya? Or are we focusing it on Krishna? So that will decide what will be our future development in Krishna consciousness as we proceed. So chanting of the holy name on an everyday basis is actually done to drag the heart from Maya's hands and hand it over to Krishna. Hare Nam Prabhu ki. So offer our humble obeisances and to all the Vaishnava devotees.